coming back? How did he help the offense there with his catch?
Yeah, as I've told you every time, Harry gives a lot of diversity to our offense because he can play all the positions, and he knows where to be and when to be there. Harry had three huge plays in the game. He had the scramble play in the first half where Matt threw it back over there by our bench, and he had the big third down there in the last drive that I think was on the first down we made in that drive, and then on our second touchdown drive, I believe it was first or second touchdown drive, he had a big explosive third down catch. So getting Harry back was big, and it'll help us the rest of the way.
What do you tell Matt? You know, of course he took a lot of the blame for the loss and stuff like that. He was on radio today, said, hey, I have so much faith in Coach Cutter and what he calls and everything. What do you tell him when he makes a bad play like that? What do you publicize and say to him?
Yeah, well, Matt doesn't make a lot of bad plays. When he does, he doesn't need me to tell him about it. I mean, he is way harder on himself than anybody else would ever be, which, you know, you love that in a player. So at that point in the game, I was trying to just get Matt to forget about it and move on. You know, it's hard. It's hard not to dwell on a major mistake. And like I said, Matt is going to beat himself up. So at that point in the game, I was just trying to tell him to, you know, let it go, move on. We're going to need you to make some big plays as the game continues to unfold here to give us a chance to win. And he did do that.
Devin didn't play a lot of. Was that a product of Harry being back, or, you know, I saw you did do some four receiver stuff early in the game.
Yeah, we had a four receiver package. We made a decision as the week went on to, based on Detroit's success they had with their front four. I think they were top two or three in the league in sacks, and with two new starters on the O line, that we better batten down the edges a little bit, and going four wide receivers might not be in our best interest. Even though having Harry back and Devin getting those guys back at full speed, that's something we could definitely use. But that might not have been the best front to do it against. Plus, although it was supposed to be a home game, you know, crowd noise was an issue. There was a lot of noise in that stadium. So once again, that's another thing. When you're having to use a silent cadence in the shotgun, your tackles are looking in at the ball, not looking at their defensive end. So that's another thing. Another reason you don't want to really shorten those edges down.
You go with 18 carries for Steven. I think that was a season high. You all trying to power up that run game for Sunday and then down the stretch here, second half.
Well, we ran the ball more successfully in the first half. Mm-hmm. So as I've said before, when you're making first downs on first and second down, we try to have 55% efficiency on run down plays, and we were at 53% in the first half. That includes runs and passes on first and second and 1-6. As far as the rotation goes, Anton, got knocked out there in the first half. Steven was running the ball hard, and we just continued to stay with him.